I tend to do the exact same thing that Adam and Eve did in the garden when they ate the fruit. They ran away and they hid, you know, and they experienced shame and guilt. And that's what I can try to do. And then I think, all right, when I've got it together again, when I can prove to God that I'm still worthy, all those things, then I'll come back out.
Yeah.
And then I feel far from him. But thankfully, like in the garden, he went after them.
Welcome to More Than Small Talk. We're Susie Eller, Jennifer Watson,
and Holly Girth, writers and real-life friends. We're inviting you to go deeper, become freer, and feel more connected.
So imagine you have a cup of coffee, a mug of tea, or a green smoothie in your hand, and we're all hanging out in your living room together.
This week, we're talking about connecting with God, and that sounds very spiritual and serious, but I hope you've been with us long enough to know that's not really how we roll. So while this may be a lofty topic, we really want to bring it down to earth and to our everyday lives and share honestly about what that looks like.
I think one of the most powerful things we can do in friendships is to, rather than talk at someone like we're behind a podium, I think to just literally sit in the dirt with them. Like, I'm sitting with you today and I get it and I have been there. And I think that this topic invites us to do that in a very real way. Okay, girls, confession time. When or how have you struggled in your relationship with God? Goodness gracious. Let's just sit in the fields and start talking.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. We all go through those like spiritual drought times in our life where we don't feel anything. And I think that that's the scariest thing for me, is because I'm a feeler. And when I cannot feel God or can't see him in my situation, that's really hard. So I tend to be one of those wrestle in the dark type people. So when I can't feel him, I need to remember that he's still there, you know? So I think that that's been a huge struggle for me in my relationship with the Lord in those seasons that I am just worn out. I'm weak. My schedule is way too busy and crammed, and that I'm not feeling it with the Lord.
Yeah. Well, and Jennifer, doesn't it make it so much harder when you realize that you look around and you see other people, like they're having those moments. They're talking, oh, God spoke to me about this, or man, I just had this incredible time with the Lord yesterday. And you're thinking, I'm in the wilderness.
Right. And you tend to go, well, what am I doing wrong?
Right.
You know, and we feel like it's a punishment, but we know that God never withholds his love for us, even when we're not feeling it, you know? So it does feel like this, well, what am I doing wrong? Because they're hearing from Jesus and the birds are singing and chirping and they're all like happy and smiling. And here I am feeling numb. Like, that's scary.
It is scary.
Yeah. So I think acknowledging that we all go through that. And I think too, that it's just a normal part of any long-term relationship, you know?
Right.
Like marriage, there are days it's about passion and there are days it's about commitment. And a long-term friendship or a long-term employment to the same place, there are days you love it and there are days you're like, okay, this is work, you know?
Because if we were just like showing up for church or something and this was just something we did, then probably these struggles wouldn't be as near and as dear and sometimes as scary, because this is a relationship.
Yeah, right. It is. So it's okay, I think, to just say, all right, you know, this is just where I am right now. And I think I can let it go deeper. And when I struggle in my relationship with God is when I feel like I'm letting him down. Because then I tend to do the exact same thing that Adam and Eve did in the garden when they ate the fruit. They ran away and they hid, you know? And they experience shame and guilt. And that's what I can try to do. And then I think, all right, when I've got it together again, when I can prove to God that I'm still worthy, all those things, then I'll come back out.
Yeah.
And then I feel far from him. But thankfully, like in the garden, he went after them. You know, he found them.
He did.
And was like, what are you doing? Why are you behind the bush naked? You know, like, I haven't done that. But, you know, I hide in the closet or hide by being busy or, you know, whatever.
But you feel
hide
naked
on the couch. Yeah, yeah. You do.
You feel
exposed.
Naked and exposed. And vulnerable. Yeah. And I think for me, when I ask this question, when or how have you struggled in your relationship with God? And my answer is, do you mean like yesterday or do you mean like my whole life? Or I love the Lord so much. But I have to tell you, when I struggle with God is in those seasons of waiting where he speaks a dream into my heart or he speaks a promise into my heart. And I think that it should happen tomorrow. And it doesn't happen for a year or 2 years or 3 years, or in some cases, way longer than that. And I struggle with that because I think all your promises are yes and amen, Lord. Yeah. But did you mean forever? Did you mean that I have to wait such a long time to see it come to fruition?
Yeah, I think that many of us, even the listeners today, can kind of nod their head on that and say, you know what? I'm not really good at waiting either.
No, I'm definitely. And you guys know me, and you're going to get to know me. I'm so sorry. You're going to get to know me, and you're going to realize that I am impulsive. And when God speaks, like, I'm Peter, I'm jumping out into the water right then. I want to see it happen. And yet I think there's incredible growth that I need to trust that there is good work happening in the waiting. And it's just as important as crossing the finish line.
Yeah. And that waiting doesn't mean we've done something wrong.
No. Yeah.
It means it's just not time yet.
Yeah. Or there's work happening.
Yeah.
It's that really we can't see. Critical, right? And important, mm-hmm. and crucial, yeah. to the overall task, mm-hmm. that God is doing in you and through you.
Yeah.
And so many of us have experienced that journey of just kind of figuring out our walk with the Lord. So what's going to help us with these individual things that we struggle with?
Okay, this is not going to be a 5-step. This is not going to be pithy. This can't be, it can't be, because this is your relationship with the Lord. And we promise not to do that. But there are things that can possibly lead you in a good direction in this area.
Yeah.
That we'd love to encourage you in. Holly, what do you do?
I think having the courage to not hide, to come out and be like, here's all the ugly, I'm mad, I'm sad, I don't know where you are, I don't know what you're doing, I don't like this. And, I feel like, oh, we shouldn't talk to God that way. But then I read the Psalms, and yes. David's like, where are you, God?
Oh, he railed at God.
Yeah. And I think that gives us permission to just show up as we are, because the reality is God knows anyway.
Yes,
I mean, I think I'm hiding, but I'm totally not. Jesus has x-ray vision. He sees it all. And so the only person I need to give permission to come out of hiding is me.
Right. Yeah. Oh, that's powerful. Good. And, I think about David when he stood and he cried out, restore to me the joy of my salvation. He trusted that God loved him enough and was strong enough and big enough to handle his honesty, but then that God would also, out of that same love, turn him in a direction where he could find the answers to that question.
Yeah.
I identify with David so much because he's kind of like up and down, hot mess, So as a woman, when I read the Psalms, I'm like, yeah, I get you. But when I read the stories, like, he was literally running for his life.
Yeah.
That he was anointed king and then sent back out, with smelly sheep, all of these things and steps in his life that he messed up royally often. And that he was still considered a man after God's own heart. I love David because he gives me a lot of hope that I can still be a woman after God's own heart, even when I'm not feeling it. So when I'm not feeling the Lord, I have this really thick book with his words in it. And I have to just go, I might not be able to feel you speaking to me, but I know where you've got some things lined out for me. So I have to remember to not go on my feelings and just get back into the word.
Yeah. Well, so what I do, and I've said this before, but it's worth repeating, is I choose to live where I live, which means that rather than looking down the road, I ask the Lord, what do you have for me today? What do you want to do in me right where I am? And Father, what is my assignment for today? What will bring you joy today right where I am? Yeah. And I'm going to let you take care of tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because there's something good in today for us.
And I think about when God appeared to you, Moses, in the burning bush. He said his name was I Am, not I Will Be or I Was. And I can get worried about the future or caught up in the past and ask God, why aren't you in those places? And I feel like he's always like, because I'm always present tense. Like the place where I am is always with you. So, of course, you feel afraid when you wonder about the future or feel dragged down when you're stuck in the past. Like, just stay with me, like you're saying, Suze, in this moment.
Yeah. So God lives where we live.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So we like to get practical too, even though this is a very spiritual subject. So we're going to talk about what are some small steps we can take today. Bonus points if it takes 5 minutes or less. And so I think just imagining if God is asking, how are you? Really taking a moment to answer that honestly, saying I'm fine. I'm good. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Too blessed to be stressed.
I sometimes wonder if the Lord rolls his eyes.
He's like, no, I think
exactly where you're at. Yeah. Just choose to live where you live.
I know, or put his arms around us and say, oh, sweetheart, you don't have to try so hard. You know, I feel like that's what he does with, he's so gentle with me. I'm trying to be big and brave, like a little girl who's, you know, skinned her knee and trying not to cry. And I feel like he just says, I can handle that. Mm-hmm. I can handle all that.
I love Psalms 139. So maybe you can read that in 5 minutes. Maybe you're super fast. But when I feel like I need to understand that God still gets me, Psalms 139 is all about the perfect knowledge of man and that he gets us and that there's nowhere we can go that he is not there and present with us and that he understands. So that's my little 5 minute wonder that kind of gives me that little boost to let me know that God gets it.
Hey, friends, we have some resources for you that will help you grow in this area. And Holly often says that writers write what they live and what they're walking through. So for each of these resources, we've lived these and we're continuing to live these. So they're not filled with answers and how-tos. They're filled with me too. And what are some great resources, friends, that we can share with them?
Well, Susie, your book, Spirit Led Heart, I mean, just really hits the center of everything we've been talking about. It's just about walking with Jesus, you know, and I think we can make faith so complicated.
Yes.
But really just walking with Jesus every day. And so I love that your book gives us the encouragement we need to be able to do that.
And we've been promised. We've been promised that we have a helper. We're not doing this alone. So that's awesome. So for Holly, Hope Your Heart Needs. Tell me about that.
Yeah, that's a book I thought would never be published. It started out as my journal. Every day I would study a different name of God. And I found that what I needed wasn't external. It was God himself. And that was really wonderful and surprising. Yeah. And so now it's a book and other people can grow from that too. And Jennifer has a book coming out called Freedom. And one of the chapters is Questions Jesus Asks, which I think is a great title. Very intriguing. Makes me want to know, what did he ask?
So I can't wait till this book is in my hands.
So I think today we've just really been trying to say our relationship with God is about love and about doing life together. Mm-hmm. And we can complicate it or try to make it about being good or trying hard or all the things we can place on our own shoulders. But I hope that we can all at the end of this podcast just take a deep breath and say, God is with me. God is for me. God loves me no matter what. And that's enough.
And that's it for today's episode. Thanks for going deeper, becoming freer, and connecting with us. More Than Small Talk is a part of the KLRC Podcast Network and is produced by Kara Culver. Show notes and resources are available through the More Than Small Talk page at klrc.com. You can subscribe to More Than Small Talk through your favorite podcast app so you will never miss an episode.